Recently, there was a planet was discovered that they think could be like Earth. So that's the first one, you know, but it's a long way away and all that. And this is called To the People of New Earth. And as an epigraph, something I read somewhere in the news, a special instrument that splits light to find wobbles in different wavelengths, revealing the possible existence of other worlds, and the discovery of Gliese 581c. We of the smaller planet, who make our dwellings from wood and burn oil to drive our cars, send greetings to the people of New Earth. If choosing a landing place in future, please beware regions in dispute for your own safety, in case you're mistaken for one of us and shot. We long to hear your poems of purple moon and three-legged gazelleroos dancing to the song crows of midnight. We crave monster munch that looks like us and moon-dried tomato fig ice cream. We're dying to know if your poets opine two girls in silk kimonos, both beautiful, one a Ferengi. A special plea, don't diss the old culture. Don't watch us on your vanishing world marching in our uniforms into extinction. Even if we believe in an impotent god, get sloshed on far water and fight in the town, we're not completely without worth. We have Shakespeare. Listen. If music be the food of love, play on. Does it mean nothing to you? That's just one. We have Salinger, pretty mouth and green my eyes. Surely you must have some idea what it means. We have Einstein. Nothing can travel faster than light. Our cleverest fellow. Okay, he made one mistake. Dear people of New Earth, we have only just met, but please let us live in peace and, if possible, bring us precious stones. I'm from Dublin. I'm just sort of backtracking and thinking what I told you all about the other people, so I have to sort of suffer equally as well. I came from Dublin to here in about 1979, but here's... couple of short Willesden poems. This one is Willesden Sunset, January. The lights come on and it's still not dark. Shop windows light up their mannequins. Sawtooth roofs of black terraces are silhouetted in front of a fading sky. Around the back of the high street, a few pale yellow window rectangles take their colour from nearby lamps. Another one or two are cold pastel blue, as if they were cut out of the sky. The bright, cold day sets on the horizon, its hemline muddied to fag ash grey. In the supermarket car park, drivers wait while headlights swing by silently. Lines between day and night. I'm walking in the infraliteral zone between day and night, between winter and summer. The northern horizon is not sure it's still blue as a bloody brown tide of cloud advances. All the young trees are like kelp in a flood, trying to escape the rushing south wind. More leaves than branch, unready for summer, they're panicking over their drowned blossoms. A patchwork of flagstones, no two alike, kaleidoscopes graze with beiges and white. Soon every colour will submit to shadow. Green places will have hollows instilled. Daisies and dandelions will close their eyes, and streetlights will stand sentry till dawn. And also... the Dolls Hospital. A Dolls Hospital is like, it's a hospital to me, it's a hospital, you know. So the emphasis is on hospital, not on dolls. But anyway. There's a Dolls Hospital in Dublin where shell-shocked action men rest and dollies wait for limb transpops. It's where rag dolls come to get stitches and bears undergo kiddie dialysis. Barbie is believed to be on Botox privately in the outpatient's day center. But Ken won't say, his lips are sealed. Cindy is terminal in the hospice, watching Sunset Boulevard on a loop. There's a bench with a plaque dedicated to the great Robinson Gollywog, killed by the cruel marmalade trade, where tin soldiers wear their rusty legs, and music box ballerinas lean forever akimbo, forever hopeful they'll soon be returning to their careers. Okay, that's the last one. And it's called Inishir. Inishir is the smallest of the three Aran Islands in Ireland. I was there a few years ago. And some of the things I say about it, they might not apply anymore. I don't know, because it was quite a long time ago. But above the half-Dora beach, above that again, the sea. The morning ferry from Galway anchors in the doorway and waits offshore in the sun. Aran sweaters are navy blue and such, not many white. The men, tough as the sea, are readying their curraghs, which are also fishing boats. This island has no police, no cars, no roads, no harbour. The people speak Irish, and the tiny stone-walled fields have rabbits and a donkey or two. This side faces the mainland. There's a pub. That's it. They close when you finish drinking. We never knew and kept them awake, then staggered out under the stars. One of them was zigzagging. We couldn't fix it. On the rocky path we walked, stopping, sitting, starting again, mystified and drunk with life. I was remembering Hoth Head when three of us lay in the dark in an all-enveloping blackness with constellations above and a boat light crossing the bay. That sober night, you said, who can look on this and fail to find wisdom? I recall it was your wisdom that always saw us through. On another sandy beach, minute, sheltered by rocks, we sunbathed but never swam. The cove was full of jellyfish blown in by last night's gale. I ate something like wild garlic, stupidly, luckily not poisoned, walking where kites swooped to threaten our heads. We found a ruin half buried in the sand. It was a church from the age of saints and scholars. Hungry, or not tall, or else they stooped to pass under the low lintel into their pious stone hall. Our blasé plaster living rooms might be bigger now than this place where monks huddled and chanted in Latin, fearful, euphoric, and awestruck. Another mile to the final cliffs where sheared walls of brown rock face the edge of the world. Did they venture in twos, singly, or all together to this western shore? They prayed to God of the Atlantic for their feeble, perilous lives. They prayed for the flat world, finite under a dome of sky, waiting for the terrible judgment day. Next stop, America, we know now. But for them, the ineluctable fury of the Atlantic was proof that they were small, very small, and so are we, the same. The wavelets become roller coasters, only halfway to the ferry, leaving. It's too late then to set the price when they ask, whatever it is, we have to pay the curragh men.